A group of scientists walk into a bar. No, that's not the start of a joke. It's actually something that's going to happen at a number of establishments around Tampa next week, as scientists are having some bar-side conversations in plain English. It's part of an international event called Pint of Science. I'm joined by the local organizers, and that's Pamvir Bahia, a research associate with USF Health, and David Basanta from the Moffitt Cancer Center. Pamvir, let's start with you. What's the purpose of this?
The idea is, well, for, at least for David and I personally, we wanted to have an event that would help to demystify some aspects of science, research, and what scientists do on a daily basis. And we thought a nice way to do this would be to have people come out to a relaxed environment, i.e. their local pub, bar, and be able to listen to the speakers give you their research in their words.
Yeah, now this isn't just taking place here in Tampa. This is taking place in a number of cities, both in the U.S. and internationally at the same time?
Indeed it is. So within the U.S., we have sites in San Diego, Chicago,
Philadelphia,
and New York.
And also, I see the UK, France, Ireland, Australia, and Switzerland. How did Tampa and USF and Moffitt really kind of get drawn into this?
Well, actually, this was an event that was organized initially by a good friend of mine in the UK. Praveen Paul and her colleague Misha at Imperial College in London were the two to set it up there. And while David and I were thinking about doing something similar in the US, we asked them, well, how would you feel about us expanding this to the States? And they were like, we think it's a great idea. So not just us, but obviously other colleagues set up in the different countries.
David, also the events taking place in Tampa, my understanding is that they're going to be raising money for Moffitt Cancer Center?
Yes, we utilize this event to make sure that people are not only get to see science, but also contribute to science. So basically we're raising money for Moffitt and for Moffitt research scientists to be able to continue doing their work. So the event is free, and this is something that we want people to know. The event is free. We also like people to donate money to Moffitt. So we want people to, you know, whether it's just $1, $5, or $10, whatever they feel comfortable with, use the money to help scientists keep doing their work here in Moffitt, here in Tampa.
Who are some of the scientists? What are they going to be talking about?
Actually, we're very lucky to have a very wide range of speakers. So we have the chair of molecular medicine, Bob Duchenne, who will be talking about cancer in yeast. And following on the cancer theme, we also have four speakers from Moffitt Cancer Center. So we have Philip Gurley, Julio Pausang, and Anne Giuliano, and of course, Robert Gatenby, who was recently featured on the cover of Newsweek.
One of the things that you're also really trying to do with this, my understanding, is that you're trying to make it feel like a festival with a variety of speakers on all three nights in the different locations, correct?
Absolutely. So the idea of having scientists come out to speak to people in a pub is not necessarily a new one. And, you know, it's a testament to the fact that scientists are starting to realize that they need to do outreach. The idea here is that we actually have a bigger festival whereby over 3 days and the four venues, we have multiple speakers. If you go to our website, you'll see a timetable for Tampa and you can see the titles of each of the speakers' talks and you can decide, oh, I'd like to go to this one on Monday, this one on Tuesday, maybe this one on Wednesday.
And we're talking, what, 18 different speakers?
Indeed. Yes.
Give me the bars that these events will be taking place at, please.
We have the Amsterdam in St. Pete. We also have the Florida Avenue Brewing Company, which is based in Seminole Heights. Up north by the university, we have PJ Dolan's. And in South Tampa, we have Doe and Dats, who will be interchanging the nights.
And this is the first time it's taking place in Tampa, first time it's taking place in the United States. But only the second time that it's taking place in the UK, but my understanding that you were telling me that it's blown up in that country?
It has indeed. Last year they had three major cities. So they covered London, Oxford and Cambridge. And this year they now have 8 cities. They have, I believe, 44 different events going on given night. And they've managed to attract some incredibly big name speakers, you know, popular scientists who appear in TV and radio a lot.
Hope for something like that to eventually, what this becomes in America as well?
Oh, absolutely. We'd welcome any scientists who are listening to this right now to volunteer their services.
Now, I've interviewed scientists. Sometimes it's tough to get scientists and researchers to talk in plain English. What have you kind of instructed them to do, you know, at the Pint of Science Festival?
Well, one thing we've actively encouraged them to do is not have any slides. So this, I think that's the key thing for us is if you can't put up a graph, then you have to be a little bit more inventive in how you explain your work to people. So we said, if you have some kind of nice, cool, flashy graphics for us, then that's great. So we have Sonia Benke, who's going to be talking about lightning, and she would very much like to be able to show some of the videos of volcanic lightning. And so things like that we're actively encouraging, but like I say, you take away the crutch that scientists regularly have, we're hoping that they'll be better at explaining their work to people.
Who should come out to this? Does it need to be someone who's necessarily a science fan or have a great knowledge of science?
Absolutely not. The exact opposite. We want to have anybody who has any interest in science to be able to come along and experience something that I don't think they would necessarily be able to do. They should be able to come and ask questions, they should be curious. It's something that I think would help overcome potentially what people experienced in high school, which was very dry science teaching. We're hoping that this is going to be a little bit more fun and a bit more engaging. So really, anybody can come. And a lot of these venues are family friendly. So if people would like to email us at contact@pintofscience.us, we'll let you know whether you can bring your kids along.
So the Pint of Science Festival is taking place May 19th through 21st and happening at 4 different pubs, 3 in Tampa and 1 in St. Petersburg. Give us the website one more time if people want more information.
Yep, the website is www.pintofscience.us.
Pamvir Bahia, Research Associate with USF Health, and David Basanta, an assistant member at the Moffitt Cancer Center. Good luck with Pint of Science. Let me ask, what's your pint of choice?
Oh, that would probably have to be a nice chocolate stout.
Definitely a wheat beer for me.